nicely settled. We're going to start. It's after 5. We have quorum. Thank you. Mike is over here. We have quorum. It's after 5. We'll get started.
You got to turn it on now.
I thought it was. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm working.
Is this your first rodeo?
It's my first rodeo. Can we do a roll call?
Chair Collins.
Here.
Legislator Kovacs.
Here.
Legislator McCullough.
Here.
Legislator Nolan.
Here.
Legislator Sperry.
Here.
Legislator Uchitel is not here. Legislator Walls is not here. Do you have quorum?
Okay. So there's numbers of papers we distributed to each of the legislators. There is a draft resolution that we worked on 2 sessions ago. It's not really been changed. We're distributing it for your purposes so that you can have it. We have some emails. I think that we all got those emails, so I just want to print out, make sure that you all saw it. We have traffic safety board resolution supporting what we're calling a compromise plan, and we have a Ulster County's Trails Advisory Committee resolution supporting the compromise plan. We have images of a high fill area and showing the width of the high fill track that was sent to us just today for your amusement. And we also have in front of us a CMRR counterproposal that was sent, I believe, a week ago Monday. I would like to go over that because we do need to have a discussion about that and see what we want to do with that counterproposal as a committee. So that's really the first item of business that I would like to cover. We're missing Michael, so wait till Michael gets here. Let me take a break until Michael gets back. Okay, we're back. So is the committee had a chance to see the proposal? I mean, it was sent distributed a week ago. I'm not sure if you had a chance to review it or not. Okay. So the first ask is to move the Western Boundary Railway Trail from the current milepost of 8.33 to milepost 8.55. 8.55 is a concrete signal that Steve has recognized in approximately 1,068 feet west of the center line of 28A. Thoughts on that? I have actually walked it to milepost 8.55. Milepost 8.55 is past the first smaller fill. So that's my concern about extending it to that point. I don't think I'm ready to extend it to that point, personally.
I'd like to hear from the CMRR regarding this proposal. If we can maybe give them 5 minutes to explain what they're trying to do and do any questions from the committee.
That's fine. Is there someone from CMRR that would like to talk about the time of closing?
I can set up the podium.
Come on. You want to come on up here?
Yeah. Michael's getting
the podium. We're getting a podium now.
Oh.
And
you have it here.
Thank you for giving me the chance to go through the counterproposal. The two elements of the counterproposal are really items 1 and 2. Move the boundary. We think that 8.5 gives us enough room temporarily to operate. But we feel that making a decision about the rest of the corridor going up to Basin Road needs more research before a decision is made. The key components are the review of the Basin Road Terminal as the terminal for the Casco Mountain Railroad versus Stony Hollow. I made a presentation on that issue to the Hurley Town Board on Tuesday night, which I think I've sent to everybody here. We agree with rail and trail versus trail only costs, focusing on rock cuts and stony fill. I believe that needs more review before decisions made. And the review of the, by the county attorney of the six existing easements in the undesignated segment. We took the deed that was filed when we bought the property. And I think I shared this with the committee before, but I'm happy to do this again. But it, about a half a mile west of Stony Hollow, almost everything is on an easement, which is rail only. If you blow the tracks, you will, without having condemned the property to get title to it, you will lose the right to the land completely. So I think that's an important thing that needs to be researched. The county attorney, I assume, can take care of that. I'm happy to provide the information again to help you focus on that. Those are the three things we feel need to be researched before a final decision on the segment from 8.55 to 10.101 is made. And again, we definitely want to see that the PTRAP grant is preserved, whether it's preserved for this site or the other site. We definitely want to talk about the merits of the Stony Hollow site versus Basin Road site. And again, I think the best way to figure this out is to let us actually run the train up there, which we can do if you make the amendment to the permit pretty quickly. So that's the elements, the key elements of the proposal. Just a couple other things. We still do believe that that is the best thing, but obviously you all have made that decision. And the issues of the engineering issues, I do think that we would like to see some testimony from GPI and Stone to help the committee make that decision. In the previous committee 10 years ago, the engineers directly made presentations to the committee. And it would be very helpful in terms of resolving the rail versus trail issue. So those are the most important points that I think from the proposal. Are there any questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So as a given those particular points, I don't feel that we can extend it to 8.55 without much more research. I don't believe, as I said, it goes beyond the first high fill, the first fill. And without an understanding of how that fill would be covered for rail and trail, I don't think we can do that. So that to me is an absolute no until we have a lot more research. Then as far as the final decision on the status of the remaining undesignated segments and the vetting the following issues, I believe that we've done a lot of work on these issues. I believe we looked at the review of the Basin Road site terminal and we've compared that to Stony Hollow as a site. And from my perspective, the only difference between the terminal at Stony Hollow or Basin Road is 1.5 miles of distance and the ownership of the property. And the ownership of the property at Stony Hollow is, to me, a huge advantage of the ownership of the property based on not being owned by the county. Having a county line, county passage through a privately owned parcel and having that be the destination, to me, it is problematic. It's problematic. Short term is problematic when the permit is reapplied for in 3 years. We've done a review, in my opinion, of the rail versus trail versus trail only costs. We know it's significantly more expensive to do the trail, do the rail with trail costs. We also don't know whether or not we can do it with costs, whether we can do it at all, because it is significant amounts of high fill over a New York State wetlands. And having that high fill over those wetlands makes it very, very difficult environmentally. Those wetlands are 100-year-old wetlands. They are mature wetlands. We should not disturb them. I think any attempt to disturb them would cause a state environmental review that we would not pass. As far as the county attorney reviewing the six existing easements of the designated corridor, 2 weeks ago, I asked them to start doing that, so they're looking at that now. We'll try to resolve all of those issues. anyone from the committee want to speak first, and then I'll let the night be in much number speak.
Yes, just in regard to the six existing easements, that's not new information. That has been known by the county going back to the Resolution 488 and that discussion. The county has dealt with very similar easement issues in the section of the Midtown Linear Park in order to have clear title to that section of the corridor. That was all cleared up as part of a design process. So these parcels are very similar to those and would presumably go through a very similar review and decision making. So it's not necessary to defer anything to do that at this point. It would be anticipated that that would be a part of the future review, whatever this committee recommends and whatever further committees and the legislature decides to recommend. I would say, however, that if the situation were as dire as Mr. Hunt presented it, that it would probably preclude the CMRR running because the county couldn't issue a permit to another organization if these easements were so unsettled that the county doesn't know that it has the right to let an entity run on it. So there, it's not clear title, but it has a clear route to clearing up the title. And I think that it's important for this committee to kind of have that context. As presented here, this is an attempt to defer the process that has been going on and substitute some new thing today from that we haven't had presented in the past. I think we've been looking at the better options, both for the CMRR and for the trail and for the county. So the point that the chair makes about the Stony Hollow site being owned by Ulster County is really the main difference between this compromise that the chair has brought forward and this new proposal, is that this new proposal would be like the Basin Road proposal, have the terminus not be on county-controlled land. And so that makes it not desirable, I think, from protecting the county's interests and the public. And I don't think this committee has anything to do with the PPRAP grants, so I think asking us to weigh in on that, I would just leave that alone. That was never brought to us before it went to the New York State DOT, and I don't see why we'd get involved now.
Anyone else in that committee? Let's start with
It's been widely talked about that the county itself has actually reached out to the state to try to undermine some of these grants, so it's funny that we sit here now and act as if we have nothing to do with this and never have. One thing, before I ask a question or two, I would like to be on the record as being disappointed that the chair of this committee has taken such an aggressive stance to put forward as a chair, whether it's the chair of main session or chair of a subcommittee or chair of a standing committee. It's not normal. It's not, you know, it doesn't really follow Robert's rules of order for a chair to drive an agenda, as I've seen this committee. You're really supposed to be a referee and not a player. But you blatantly have an outcome you'd like to see, and you've been pushing for it. And as the chair of the committee, it undermines, I think, the entire committee. So I'd like to be on the record with that. And it's, to be honest, it's something that I don't know if I can recall a chair of a committee or a subcommittee ever being this aggressive and agenda-driven while chairing a committee. The other thing, some things I wanted to ask about was, I'm hearing that, well, we don't really want to do that because we need more information, but then I don't hear what we're going to do to get that information. I know we have engineering firms that we've contracted with in the past to opine for us or to give a presentation like we just heard. We also have engineers that work for the county as county employees. We also have an engineer that's a legislator that has talked quite a bit in this committee over the past couple of months and given opinions that I would say make me comfortable with a lot of these possibilities. So I don't know. So I guess my question is, what are we doing if we're going to shoot things down? And so we don't want to do that because we need more information, or we think we should go this direction because we need more information. What is the plan to get the information we need? Are we going to get an engineer involved? Are we going to trust the legislator that gives us free engineering advice and has opined on a lot of this stuff on the record? Are we going to bring in a county engineer? Are we going to hire or request one of these engineering firms that's done this stuff or been involved in the past to come in and tell us so that we can actually make decisions?
I just want to add about the easements. I do believe we need an opinion from the county attorney regarding the sufficiency of title in the UMD corridor. I know that was an issue with the balance of the Shelton Rail Trail, and we resolved it, but not without a formal agreement with the city of New York. And being that we have six different easements here, I would feel more comfortable seeing an opinion from the county attorney as to what we can or can't do on this 1.8-mile stretch.
And do you think that you want that now? Because whatever we would get from the county attorney on that would apply, I believe, equally whether we're making a recommendation for rail trail or rail with trail, mm-hmm. and they're going to want clear title. So I don't see this committee as necessarily having to wait to get an opinion on that, especially given that we've already had a lot of trail work in this corridor with the county attorney's involvement and familiarity with the issues.
Well, we've had a lot of trail work in this area, but not on this particular 1.8-mile stretch. So I feel more comfortable voting after I receive a legal opinion. That's me personally.
Are you prepared to ask the county to rescind the permits for the sections from Kingston to where the CMRR is currently running? Because there are some unresolved easement issues in those areas. So I think you're basically saying that the county shouldn't be doing anything from Kingston up to the Shokan Reservoir.
The focus of this committee is the 1.8-mile stretch, so that's what I'm zeroing on here.
I think that the experience we've had, and Legislator Nolan pointed out, is that we can resolve those issues before we actually do anything. We don't necessarily need those issues. Those issues are resolvable. We have some time in the past that they're resolvable. And whether we do rail or trail or rail with trail is the same question. So I don't think that affects our decision of what we do here. It affects the implementation of that decision, and we don't implement it until after we get those opinions. But the actual policy that should go there doesn't change based on what the lawyers may say. That's my opinion. That's my thought on that.
And in terms of what information do we need, I don't think we need more information. I think the comment from the chair was that if we were going to consider a new counterproposal of going to mile point 8.55, that we'd need information about that. But there's nothing on the face of it that would change the considerations that we've been making. I think the key question is who is going to own any area that might be developed as a trailhead and station stop? And also, what are the environmental issues that come up if you're trying to extend west of 8.33 beyond that county-owned property area? So those issues, I think, we've looked at on repeated meetings. And my understanding of what Ulster County has done in regard to the application by the CMRR for the PFRAP monies was to correct the record and to claim its role, proper role, in the submission of an application from Ulster County or to use an Ulster County property for purposes that the county has the right to determine. So I think there was no legitimate application to undermine.
So I'm going to
I just ask for a motion whether or not to approve the proposal. I guess that's the best thing to take to make that here, right? We have a proposal in front of us. We should either take action or just not take action. So is there a motion? How do we move forward with this?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to schedule a public hearing on the counter proposal.
Motion, is there a second? I don't see a second.
No, I would just point out that we haven't had a public hearing on any of the proposals that have been brought to us. So to single out this last one that has the least amount of information from it really doesn't. I don't see how that moves us forward.
There's been a lot of discussion about public hearings, and this is an advisory committee. We haven't seen public hearings and advisory committees. Public hearings are for, in my opinion, for the full list, let's say, to hold. We'll hold public hearings when it comes to the full list. Right now, we're making a recommendation. I don't feel like the recommendation needs a whole public hearing. Is there a proposal to either accept this or not accept this? I guess that's what I'm looking for just now. I want to make a decision on my own. I want to make a decision on this.
Is public comment allowed before these meetings?
We have not had public comment in the past. We've had public comment before and after, but right now we're not doing public comment.
What does that mean?
Can we request it?
If there's time.
If there's time, we'll do public comment at the end of the meeting. We have a hard stop at 6:25. Is that what we're getting after this?
So, I think that what the committee was doing in the last several meetings was moving towards a recommendation. And I think that this counterproposal is an attempt to move us off of that course of work. So I would recommend that we set aside the counterproposal. It hasn't made its case to me to keep us from moving ahead with the work that we were trying to do. So I don't know that we need a specific specific motion about this proposal. I don't think we have looked at recommending a specific proposal. We're have been looking to recommend a policy for a segment of the corridor. And the specifics of proposals could come at later stages. I think our task as outlined in the resolution setting up the committee is to focus on that policy decision. But if you want a motion, I would make a motion to set aside this counterproposal and not bring forward a specific proposal, but go back to the work of the committee in developing a policy recommendation.
Is there a second? Motion has been made and seconded. Is there a discussion on the motion?
I just want to maybe float the idea because we have two members not present tonight, and one of them is a brand new member to this committee and was assigned to the committee because the engineer, the pre-engineer that we have on the legislature had to step down, that perhaps we postpone this until a month out and give them time to look it over and then come back to the table with a full body, full committee to vote on something.
So right now the motion on the table is whether or not to
address this counterproposal.
So any other comment directly on that? So we'll take a vote who wants to set aside the kind of proposal.
Doesn't her point stand for having missing members that aren't here for that same vote?
We just took a vote. Sorry, there's three people that are voting to set aside the kind of proposal. Is there any notes? Okay. Okay. Any notes?
I'm sorry, did Mr. Jaffney, what was the vote on that? 3-0. 74 votes for affirmative.
I with you.
We do, you're correct. I think much to Sarah's point, that we're missing two members, one of them is brand new to this committee, is a very good point. I would suggest we take public comment on all the proposals and have another meeting.
Seems like that's a good idea. So at this point, I think our discussion is complete here within the committee, so we'll take public comment until we have to end at 6:25.
Great.
Ernie.
He's already spoken, right?
Yes, no, there's nothing else on the calendar.
Thank you.
One point, sorry. I'd like to keep the 2 minutes each.
Yeah, a lot of people here. Is this working okay?
Yeah.
Just a couple of points. There was some comment about the having a private. Prairie Hill Station at Basin Road, and it is important to remember that the Phoenicia Station is held by the Empire State Railway Museum, it's not held by the county. The rail explorers does operate the lease from that. It would be very similar to what we would be doing up in Basin Road, so I don't think that this is anything new. This works successfully for rail explorers and the Empire State Railway Museum. Even the property that rail explorers works on is not owned by the county. The wetlands issue, I said a comment to you all earlier today, I reviewed what Peter Karras said, and he said in the committee, and I copied this verbatim and sent around to you all, that building an elevated boardwalk, this is actually in response to a question from legislator Stewart, building an elevated boardwalk up piers across the wetland, which is another scenario which would negate this wetland issue. You still need permitting, but I think it's similar to the Shokan section where this section of boardwalk trails carry over environmentally constrained area. So I think that it is certainly possible to do something in the wetlands area. OSI did say that to the committee, and I sent this around to remind everybody about that issue. That's it. Thank you.
That's just the attendance for the dinner.
That's my understanding, right?
Yeah, that's just so I know who's here.
So if they thought that they were signing up to speak, then maybe we can use from that list.
Correct.
You want to just pass that around real quick?
I will go back and forth.
Because somebody has their mic on.
I'll try to go from one side to the other side of the room and take people.
That's alternate.
Yes, we
do. So we have two here.
Thank you.
That's two from the same side.
That's fine. We'll go two more.
I will ask a rhetorical question. Has anybody been to the Surface Transportation Board's attorney's offices in Washington, D.C. by a show of hands? I will take that as a no. I have. If the rails get ripped up, the easements revert back. Period. For Ms. Nolan to say it's the same as in the city, it's not. Those are sidewalks. That is a linear park. These are people's front, back, and side yards. Be prepared for that. I respect the opinion of having an attorney.
Switch out that mic.
Most common sense thing we heard tonight. Thank you.
Please, no pause. Let's just take a longer time.
We don't have time for class.
We don't have time for class.
Who's the microphone?
Maybe it's that one.
Did you change it?
Yeah.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, and thank you for your work. Is there a way to cut the feedback?
The whole podium, I think.
Kevin, move it towards the speaker. Just move it towards the middle so it's not
over here. Thank you, Lee. Professional. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, and thank you for your work. I'm struck by the fact that Mr. Bonk, who just spoke, is board member of the UND Corridor Revitalization Company, the entity that sued the county to prevent the construction of the Ashokan Rail Trail. They were also the company that spoke at one of the last meetings to approve the construction of the Ashokan Rail Trail, saying that Ulster County taxpayers were going to be on the hook for $18 million. They held the famous press conference that no one attended. That was thoroughly debunked, and yet here they are again.
You bet.
Yeah.
The county has routinely dealt with easement issues on all kinds of projects, and although this is a specific kind of easement issue, it is something that is done all around the country with regards to rail-to-trail conversions, and I agree with the sentiments that this can be done after a policy decision as part of planning and design. That said, I respect Legislator Kovacs' request to do that now. I disagree, but I respect it. The only other thing I would like to say is the Trails Advisory Committee letter that you all have before you was the result of work that we have done, some of it going back to the inception of the Trails Advisory Committee, whose primary charge for the majority of the existence of that committee has been to advise the legislature on the UND corridor per se, as the only county-owned corridor from one end to the other, all 38.6 miles of it. I would direct you to the key points that we made in that letter to you and ask you to take them under consideration. Don't get railroaded. Extend the Ashokan Rail Trail. Go the distance. These are great public works.
The rail trail is
going to
Hi everyone, can you hear me? Great. Thank you very much for your work, this hard work, this work that's not easy among colleagues who disagree. I appreciate that. My suggestion, well, my name is Betsy Blair, I live in Hurley. I'm a wetland biologist. I formerly worked for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation prior to my retirement, where I was involved in regulatory work pertaining to wetlands. And my advice to you is not to take someone's word or someone else's word who is speaking in this room, but to for the county to request a determination in principle from the DEC regulatory staff to address whether a boardwalk would be permissible or not, because until you really have that, it is supposition, or whether an extensive amount of fill, which would be required, would be permissible. It's a very high quality wetland. It's connected to wetlands on either side. It's unusually large. It's mature, which means that it has a lot of amphibians, the potential for bats, the potential for a number of rare and special concerned species living in the waters and wetlands and trees that comprise that marsh. So please consider doing that, and thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Larry Roth. I am the co-chair of the Elster and Delaware Railway Revitalization Organization. I would like to thank Kevin Smith for acknowledging us. I would also like to note that Kevin Smith has been very free in making his views known all along, including stating that he believes the highest and best use of the corridor is exclusively as a trail. So it's very clear where he's coming from. You are on record, sir, in the press is saying so, and I've heard you say so.
No, we don't do this. We're not going to go back and forth. So the statement's not having a issue.
All right. I have brought a visual aid tonight. I have built a scale model of the proposed station of Basin Road at my own expense. I invite everyone to go over and take a look at it. I would like to ask who the trail community is really being served here by the proposal for a temporary small minimal station at Route 28A instead of the full featured facility that we muscle at Basin Road. This would be a big plus for the Astrocan Rail Trail. It would have bathrooms, it would have access to drinking water, it would have better parking, it would have safer access to Route 28. It would benefit trail users. It would also benefit the railroad, of course, because it would make the railroad something that connects two places, Kingston and up in Basin Road, which would be a big plus for the communities of Hurley and even Woodstock. Now, I would also like to mention that one of the advantages of having the railroad reach the trailhead at the current Sherman Rail Trail is that it would be bringing more out-of-county visitors to the trail than the trail currently attracts. A 2023 Camelin study found that 90% of the trail users on the Sherman Rail Trail are either local or people who would have come here in any case. So the problem is the Sherman Rail Trail is not justifying itself on the account of the tourism money it's supposed to be bringing in. Having a rail connection to Basin Road would address that directly. It would also be a benefit for local communities because it would be part of a transportation hub. Thank you for your time. I invite everyone to take a look at the station. I'll be here for a while if anyone has any questions.
Hi, my name is Kim Connolly. I live in Town Ulster. I've been watching this through newspapers online, and after seeing your presentation the other night, I felt compelled to speak. My husband and I do a lot of traveling. We hike, we use ranch roads, like to go to little villages and shop. I think adding the station with a stop in West Hurley with a parallel trail that's proposed would be a huge improvement. It allows people who can't easily access the Ashokan Rail Trail, whether in town or out of town, the opportunity to take advantage of that beautiful area. I'm not going to hike all the way up there. As people have said, 28 is a dangerous road. If I can get on the train at Kingston and take the train up to the Ashokan Rail Trail and walk it from there, that's something I'm absolutely going to do. We've done it. We've done it in North Conway, in New Hampshire. We've done it other places. And when we go hiking, we pack food and drink. We don't spend money. If we spend money at all, we stop the Quick Check. We stop the gas station. We pick up a bottle of water. And I can assure you, if we're out hiking, I'm not stopping the communities along the trail to shop. I'm not carrying anything else your back. The proposal that I saw the other night with adding a trolley and adding a shuttle service that potentially could run to businesses, to Woodstock, to West Hurley. I'm not going to drive up 28 right now with parking, but that's something that we would absolutely take advantage of. Your small businesses would be supported. I think the rail is a trail is absolutely a win for everybody. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Robinson. I'm a local business manager for Bobby Light. I'm coming tonight to speak on behalf of both the restaurant and the small business and the trail because I utilize both. I just came from a trail with my dog. I spend a lot of time on that trail that we are speaking of. And what I'm hearing is controversy on both sides instead of working together. Truly, I believe that trail would bring a lot more people. I hike it all the time. There's not a lot of use. The training has been wonderful in servicing us and helping us in our down times when we don't have a lot of business. Say in the early, you know, early season of winter, they come through. They pull through. They order food from us in local businesses. They pull in customers from everywhere. Everybody talks about the train. The joy is from Easter to Christmas. It's beautiful. It's beautiful for all of us. And the trail's wonderful too. My dad said, if we could utilize the train to bring people to a trail to spend time outside, why would we fight that? And there's so much more space for other trails. Trails are growing every day. New York State is pushing trails all the time, and they're growing. People are feeding into it. Why can we not just give this one thing to the people? We need it. Our economy needs it. We are suffering right now. We need exposure. People are moving up from the city. People are moving up from California. Beautiful. I love all people. What better way to bring us together than a train and a trail? Thank you for your time. Appreciate it, y'all.
Hi, again, thank you all for your due diligence and all the work you're doing here. Howard Cohen, I live in Woodstock, New York. I'm here today as an avid runner on the current rail trail and all throughout the area. When I had the presentation the other night, what really struck me was, what will the trail experience be like if we were to have joint rail and trail, particularly, specifically at the Rock Cut? I went on to AI and asked AI, and the answer I got was quite concerning and something to take into consideration. When a steam locomotive passes through a rock cut, the sound can be extremely loud, often amplified by the natural acoustics of the narrow rocky walls. Here's what happens. Sound reflection. The hard rock walls reflect and concentrate the sound waves, creating an echo chamber effect. Decibel level, and I'm not an engineer, so I would like to hear the CMRR people maybe speak to this when they present the joint trail and rail. Decibel level, a steam locomotive at full throttle can easily reach 90 to 100, 110 decibels or more at close range in open air. In a rock cut, this can spike higher, potentially 115 to 120 decibels, depending on the locomotive type, throttle setting, and the shape of the cut. Experience. It would feel thunderous. Deep chopping from the cylinders, sharp blasts and whistle, clanking rods and squealing flanges all bouncing off the walls. At that level, it's comparable to a rock concert or a jet engine at 100 feet, and definitely in the hearing damage range if you're too close without protection. So, you know, for me, I'm just imagining what that experience would be like, particularly, I think it's about a quarter of a mile, and you're at ground level next to a train coming through that section. Just something I think we need to consider. Thank you.
With a hat in the corner. Yeah, you.
How you doing? I've been involved with this whole issue for probably since 2013. This group This committee, I feel like, is doing it all wrong. This guy is never going to be happy, and this guy is never going to be happy. They're not going to be happy for 900 feet more of track. They're not going to be happy because they don't get their trail only extended. What the railroad's proposing, I believe, is just a win-win for both sides. And, you know, I've heard multiple people say that it's not feasible. That seems to be the magic word that the detractors of the railroad like to use a lot. I graduated Ontario High School in 2008, and I think that this is the, just living up here my entire life, this is the most amazing tourism draw that I've seen living up here. That being said, there hasn't been a decision made on this yet. I'm just a little disturbed that the chair was at the early town board meeting promoting trail only.
Point of order, I say nothing at the early town board meeting.
I was there and I saw that. There's no one here that dated the railroad for 25 years.
Point of order, I'm the only one who knows my emotions.
Me too. Anyway, I don't want to get in a back and forth thing here, but you have multiple people. You have multiple people in your group here that already don't like the railroad, have had a history of not liking the railroad, or just not liking the work together. I know.
Okay, this is about comments. You say you don't want to do back and forth, but yet you start a back and forth conversation. So if you have something you want to say, please say it, but don't do a back and forth conversation, please.
Okay, I'm just expressing myself here. I just think both sides need to work together more, and I really don't think that you're doing a great job about it. So,
can you state your name for the record?
My name's Ryan.
Last name?
Leonard.
Thank you.
Just try to make both sides work. They're not going to be happy, and they're not going to be happy. Doing a railroad trail for the whole, that whole distance there, I think it's going to be just a win-win for both. And it's going to stop this finger immediately. Thank you. Sorry.
My name is Stephen Rice. I just completed a term on the Traffic Safety Board, and we passed a resolution that recognizes how dangerous it is to travel Route 28 for stoppage traffic. And anybody who thinks otherwise, I invite you to take a walk, and you will not. I did a lot to foster the conversation between Railway Trail when I was the chair of the Trails Association. I made sure that they were able to present their point of view respectfully, without interference. We heard everything they said. We analyzed it. And as good as they may be at running a railroad, they are not traffic planners. They are not design engineers. They're coming up with plans that bear no design stamp, that have no validity when you really bear into the, and you know the quarter, and you know the physics. So I've kept my personal feelings about the railroad completely in check as long as I have. But I will say I've used Railway Trail in Pennsylvania extensively, and when that train passes, that trail goes from heaven to hell in a heartbeat. Thank you.
Good evening. I didn't plan on speaking, and I dressed with the search app there, but anyways, here I am. I've walked that trail. I've walked 28. I've biked 28. And you're right. I don't have a problem with 28, but a lot of people do. It's four lanes, average speed, 56 miles per hour by 85% of the people. They have a problem with 28. They should look at 28. Not make this a bike trail. Okay, there's no way off of it. No access to anything other than the three roads that they have to go through. By putting a trail there, you're forcing people that want to bike from Woodstock or Hurley to go across a four-lane highway.
to get to the rail trail. The trail is a very beautiful, natural, now natural, because it's been there over 100 years to me, piece of property. Very hard to find. Unique. It's got the raised section through the wetlands. The rock cut, the engineering. I was a surveyor my whole life. I can appreciate the turns. They don't blow the whistle through the rock cuts, by the way. They only do it before they hit the roads. The bell bothers me, though. I was on the train this weekend. It was the Easter run. I was talking to the people on the train. Newberg, Poughkeepsie, were the two I talked to. All children. All kinds of people enjoying this. This should be left the way it is. The railroad will do minor adjustments to replace the ties. They'll leave everything else the same. This is like going down to the covered bridge in 213 that was just in the paper and changing that. This should be left alone for people to appreciate.
I did.
Anyway, it's still Cosby.
We got it. Thank you.
Yep.
On the side.
And first, Nick Mercurio, Rosendale. So we've heard endlessly for the last couple of years that RWT, Rail with Trail, is the solution. We've established that there is 13 to 15 feet of level ground at the top of the fill, and the depth from there to planet Earth varies from 10 feet to, by one engineer's estimate, 60 feet. Mr. Hunt has had a sort of a proposal for a boardwalk, so I want to pose the question to you folks to see what you think of it. You could have a boardwalk and the required distance for a national trail, 34 feet, versus the 13 to 15 feet of width that exists at the top, or you could have a boardwalk on stilts that are anywhere from 10, 15, 22, as OSI said in their survey, 60 feet up in the air, or you could have a boardwalk down at wetland level and have a train running at those same heights, 10, 15, 20, 30, 60 feet above you. I'm not sure that this boardwalk thing is a thing. My observation has been spent quite a bit of time out there and on boardwalks. Thanks, guys.
Anyone on this side? In the back.
My name is Earl Pardini. I've been involved in preservation of this railroad since 1973. I'm past president of a railroad company. I've worked on railroads my whole life. I just wanted to make one comment about Hart. There are 80 miles of trails already in Ulster County. We have 6 miles of railroad that could be used. Thousands, we had 61,000 riders last year, enjoy the use of our railroad. I'm sure you don't have that count on the trails. We fixed the railroad from our own revenue. If you want to build a trail, the funding is coming from taxpayers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that next?
name is Patty Goodwin. Is that okay? My name is Patty Goodwin. I live in Glenford. But what I'd like to do is bring the voice of my friend Joel Bluestein into the room. He owns the old St. John's Church property at 326 Route 28A, which backs up to the train tracks on the undesignated section. He's owned this property for 41 years. He built it and renovated it and installed a lot of very sophisticated recording equipment, and he operates it as the Dreamland Recording Studio. In his studio, he's recorded literally hundreds of musicians making hugely popular music, which I think all of you would recognize. It's his livelihood, and as he puts it, it's a hugely valued resource for musicians and artists in the Ulster County creative and business community and beyond. They've appeared in the show Billions and on Amazon Live. But what he said to me was that the noise and the vibration of railroad trains running along the corridor would effectively destroy his business and his investment. He uses the rail trail. He likes the rail trail. He thinks that extending it would be a benefit to the community in Hurley and town of Kingston that he's a part of. He points out that his business not only hires local people, but generates business for all of the local food establishments and many of the B&Bs. So I just wanted you to hear his point of view as a resident who probably has one of the easements on that corridor.
Thank you.
Anyone on this side? I'm going
to at least take a break from public comment. We have to do one item of business. I need a motion to approve the last meeting.
Minutes.
Thank you.
McCullough.
Motion, McCullough.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
But we need four, so we'll have to do it next meeting.
You're not?
Oh, no. I'm young.
Okay. So we got four.
Okay.
Thank you. Didn't hear a vote.
Okay, back to public comments. We're on this side of the room. In the back.
Gregory?
My name is Kuna Flashing Morano. I've been involved with the Council of Mass Railroad ever since I was a little kid, doing the Polar Express event. Ever since I was younger, I had always had an interest in trains. I always wanted to, get more involved with the railroad. And that is exactly what I've done. And not only to us, but a lot of Kingston high schoolers, this is a very important part of their community. Especially during our seasonal times like the Polar Express. And I think it's just very important to note that allowing this extension and having a station at Basin Road to allow going from rail to trail, these beautiful trails, and having this nice scenic railroad, it's not only about what you guys want, but it's about what the people want. I've heard a lot of comments here of saying that would be a great idea. I really think that that's the motion that we should go for, is having that station. Plus,
thank you.
Hi, good evening. My name is Lee Kalish. I'm a lifelong Ulster County resident. I've been on this trail a lot and been along this corridor a lot. I think just to keep it simple, the charge of this committee, from what I've been led to believe all through this, is very limited. And I think we all want to have an expansive idea. The railroad's going to go the whole way. The trail's going to go the whole way. But I think this committee's charge is really narrow. And I've been limited in what I've been speaking about and what I've been thinking about to say, okay, what are we trying to do here? And I think the legislature, especially this year, given RRA, given the tenor of the world that we're in, we need to get this thing done and move on to whatever is next. That's my belief. The undesignated section itself has been researched by two engineering firms. OSI did a presentation. We had another engineering firm here, as I recall. And the financial and environmental cost to do just trail or just do rail or do both, sorry, is significant. The OSI said it was four times the cost just in this little mile and a half section. So I think Legislator Collins' compromise kind of solves a lot of this. The railroad continues. It runs to a spot that the county owns that we're not worried about some private entity or a limited time contract or a state grant where $4.5 million of our tax dollars, all of ours, is going to build a train station that we may or may not get to use forever. And it benefits the train, it benefits the public, maybe, sure, but it's a lot of money. So now we're on county property in a spot that's accessible for everybody. We're within a mile and a quarter or so, or a mile and a half of the trail for the railroad. I just think it gives everybody something and no one gets everything they want. This committee is done. It finishes its work. It goes to the next committee because you guys, I believe, are just a subcommittee. And I think the legislature has a lot of good work to do and we can put this to bed. And I really would request you guys really think about moving this forward. Thank you.
I'm not going to take the same speaker twice. At this point, looks like public comment. Okay, Meg.
Meg Carey, living in Glenford. I have been involved with following the story of the railroad and trails since 2013. Unfortunately, this whole situation started off in an adversarial way, which unfortunately seems to be continuing still. But my kind, the former county executive, many of you know, started to rip up trails without informing and talking with the Catskill Mountain Railroad, who still had their 25-year lease with many years remaining. I was disappointed when I found that this committee only had one member who had been on the original committee in 2015, because I think that history is important. Herb Lips was the only person who had gone through this whole process earlier. And one of the things that I remember from that committee was that the former legislative chair, Ken Ronk, had said, oh, the county must own if there's going to be any spot where the train goes, including we need to own the rail yard. Well, the county never did anything to help the railroad have a rail yard. Then, it's been a sad fact that this county and many other organizations have worked very hard against the railroad, throwing up roadblocks as frequently as possible. And it just seems extremely unfortunate. Why, if we have listened to, and could have listened again, to experts and engineers, and it is possible to have a rail with a trail, why would anybody object? I mean, other than some people may just not want the railroad to exist. But if it's possible, let's do it.
Thank you. good evening. Thank you, guys. Appreciate what you do there. My name is David Vera. I'm a resident of Albertville, High Falls, and I'm going to keep this very brief. I just want to voice my opinion and add my name in support of the compromise plan. Thank you.
Okay, I think we're kind of keeping out on the public comment.
Oh, one more.
My name is Harry Jamison. I am the chairman of the Casco Mountain Railroad. I'm a founding stockholder. But my message is that Casco Mountain Railroad is a get-it-done kind of organization. We have provided all of the information that we can garner from all the studies. We have done our own research. We have mapped the 1.67 miles at every 30 feet. So we have done our best to provide all the information. And like I said, we are a get-it-done organization. The trail people seem to only want to throw roadblocks. The only thing I hear from the other side is why we can't do it. I would really like to see us work together and get both rail and trail. And I would like to see this committee do a fair job. Thank you.
My name is Dr. Schmidt. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I really didn't know where we were heading when I started following this 6 months ago. I think it's, at first I was confused. I read that the trail people wanted to kill the train, and I didn't understand that. I didn't understand what that lower section was about. It helped me a lot that you were focusing on this one part. And I think it's a win for both sides. I think you're getting the train to the trail. You're getting the narrow part of the trail in the best configuration for use by the local population and by tourists. So thank you for coming up with a compromise that puts it together in a sensible way without killing anybody's ox.
As I said, I'm not going to have people put voice because we'll be here all night if we do that.
Just have one brief point to make. That's all. Don't worry.
No. At this point, no. Committee, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Sorry. We've got one more that is not appropriate. I'll let him speak. Quick.
Harrison Valdez. Not technically resident yet. I've been trying to work on that. I've been associated with the railroad since 2013. Before that, as a kid, I was reading every night, every time progress was made. As Rip Van Winkle's railroad was ripped out of its sleep. I remember seeing parts of the line when there was no train running on it. I thought, wow, those guys are doing something. Was involved with the Onteora Scout Reservation, Boy Scouts. We unabandoned the only scout camp in the country to survive being shut down. I said, that's not too much different. No, let's get involved with that. I remained with the company despite usually having to live out of my car in order to come up here during weeks off and weekends and slow season for my work because I believe in it. And I believe that we can try to do something different than rip out 18 miles more of track. You lost railroads in the West Catskills, the Wallkill Valley, the Delaware Northern, which most railroads have never heard of. There's tens of thousands of miles of rails to trails in this country where we rip the track out and put the trail right on top of it. I really thought being involved with this would allow me to be able to actually participate and demonstrate something different. I don't understand why it is that railways would be against non-motorized trail use. back on Long Island, we use it as the last mile problem, where you have effective transportation up to the nearest railhead, and then you take the train that long distance of Long Island, and then when you get off, you have your bicycle or scooter or just walking to do that last mile. Because everything I keep hearing about how dangerous it is on Route 28 sounds like we should be on the same team. It's the cars we want to be against. I'm just frustrated because I keep hearing that it's a compromise to cap the railroad's kneecaps. Yeah, you can go here, out to the middle of nowhere. The compromise that would have been real cool would have been use that double track section along the reservoir for both. We're in a big hurry to rip that one out first. It was on some of the last equipment rescuing the crane and the caboose that were left out.
I agree with that.
Allow us to try and help. I want to see the trail the whole distance parallel to the track, because it would demonstrate that it can be done here, it can be done elsewhere. Leading by example. That's what they taught us in the Boy Scouts. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Keisha Warner. I live in Ulster Park. I work for the Woodstock Land Conservancy, but I'm here speaking personally, not as a part of my employer. And really, I just want to start by saying I have a PhD in mass communication, and I spent almost 30 years teaching college students. And I am so amazed at the amount of political engagement that this community shows. My husband and I have only been here for 2 years in the Hudson Valley, but this is democracy in action. And there may be a lot of people on this side who are angry at a lot of people on this side and vice versa, but this is what democracy looks like. And at a time in our country when many of us are very concerned about it on the national level, what a phenomenal opportunity to see these people show up over and over and over again. Many of us have heard many of these arguments, many of these persuasive speeches at this meeting, at Hurley two nights ago. It sort of feels like deja vu all over again for many of us 48 hours later. But this is democracy in action. And I just wanted to say thank you very much for what you're trying to do. I do think personally, though, this is just a math problem. For everything else that is great theory and the history and what we should support and why it matters, all of that is important, but this is a math issue. How wide is the corridor and how much money would it take to make it wide enough to fit two things that this community clearly enjoys? And so is it possible to do both of them? That's the question that you're going to need to answer. But I think the question is it probable to do both of them? When I walked into my doctor's office and I had a seven-month-old and I couldn't figure out what stomach virus I had because I was getting sick every morning, my doctor said, is it possible that you're pregnant? And I said, well, it's possible, but I'm sure it's not probable. There's a big difference between those two. Now, it did turn out that I was pregnant, but the issue is that you all need to figure out from a probability standpoint what you can afford to put in a very small space. Thank you.
I'm going to do two more, maybe one here and one here, and I'll be done.
These are not my words, but I agree with them. Casco Mountain Railroad is prepared to restore the tracks all the way up to Basin Road at no cost to the county. They are prepared to build a beautiful combined train station and trail visitor center, again, at no cost to the county. They are prepared to build a parallel trail in a corridor. They've done the engineering work and can save hundreds of thousands of dollars off the construction costs. Casco Mountain Railroad is a for-profit private enterprise operating on a public asset. Some people feel that's unacceptable, but they don't realize is that the CMRR pays the county to use the trails, the rails. They maintain them at their own expense. They invest in all their profits back into the railroad. They have paid employees. They directly create jobs. And the money stays right here in Ulster County, and those employees own the railroad. If private businesses make use of public infrastructure, it's a problem. Then the rail explorers should also be driven out. Ditto for all the businesses along Route 28 that take advantage of the highway. When did public-private partnerships become a bad thing? When it comes to tourism, CMRR hosted over 60,000 visitors last year, and nearly 90% of them came from outside the county. The impact of the railroad extends to all the additional money they spend on hotels, food, and shopping. Add in the money CMRR spends at local businesses, and the impact is even greater. Please finish up. They are a great public amenity, and there's nothing wrong with that. Quite the contrary, having them for healthy exercise, these are the trails, and for recreation is great, but building more and more trails eventually reaches the point of diminishing returns. Extending the 1.7 miles for the railroad to reach a basin road would bring many more out-of-county visitors to the trail and make the trail more attractive to trail users and the amenities the station would provide.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone over here? And I will take a motion to end public
motion.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I have a motion for an adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.